on tight. We're certainly holding on tight to our dream being to have a little legalised radio station in good old downtown South Liverpool. Sounds almost American, but of course people like Essex Radio or Radio Essex, I don't know what they want to call themselves, they're coming along to ruin the whole thing by applying for the franchise for up here. Well, one of the bosses of Essex Radio is a certain Michael Ahern. You might remember the name. I've got something on you, mate, because me and Mike went to the same school a long time ago, and I know what Mike used to get up to in the old potting sheds at Nazareth House, so run you right to Mike Ahern and tell him that we know what he was. While we're waiting with a big intro, let's have some Queen. We've had ELO, we've had a lot of our favourites. Have I played this before? I don't think I've played it this year, but if I have, write to me and prove it, and I'll give you a £4 note. Queen, Tying Your Mother Down, Veronica 104. We'd play the next record, I think, for that certain Michael Ahern. Yes, we did share the same school. He was a little bit further on than me. But Mike Ahern, the boss, or one of the bosses of this Radio Exodus thing, can't even say the word, it brings a horrible taste to my mouth. We used to get up to some little interesting activities. St. Bede School used to back, well, it still does actually, backs onto the grounds of Nazareth House. And I remember you, Mr. Ahern. In fact, I'm sure if Mike or any of his parents, or any of his relations, actually, are still listening, do you remember Leslie Bradshaw? Yes, we all do, actually. And there was also the McGraths. They were friends. They were all in the same group. Except one of them, certain Billy, William McGrath, he went slightly wrong. And if I remember rightly, about 2 years ago, he got put away, or got a suspended sentence, for nicking the ladies' underwear off washing lines. We play Cliff for You Lot, OK?
Just pretending that I don't see.
Yes, Leslie Bradshaw, Janice Freeman, the names come flooding back. And memories. Cliff Richards and a nice little track. She means nothing, or not a lot, to me. And going back to a Beatles classic, one of my favourites anyway, The Nowhere Man. Oh, I wonder who we could dedicate that to. Don't know, keeping with the 60s, we can dedicate this to someone. Not because he's small in size or anything like that, but I know at one time this is one of his favourite tracks. David Bowie, The Laughing Gnome. We're playing this for you, Rick, if you're listening. Rick Dane.
Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, but I know that.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney, and we're living on caviar and honey. Cos they're earning me lots of money, fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course.
David Bowie, the Laughing Gnome, playing it for Rick Dane. He used to like that a lot. He used to play it a lot, in fact. We very rarely hear it anywhere these days. Talking about not hearing things, don't know where Rick Dane is. Say hello to you anyway, Rick, because if you're not on, you're bound to be listening. Also, hello to Phil Davis. I'll be speaking to you during the week. We'll play something nice and melodic, something slow, something romantic. It's that time of year, isn't it? It's one of the few times I miss not being on in stereo. I don't think there's much point, do you? It's 10cc. I'm not in love. Legendary sounds of 10cc, I'm not in love. Veronica 104 playing something quite decent at 28 after 5. See, I'm trying to get the times right anyway. And I did tell you that I was going to mention, I got this birthday present some time back, one of these nice little... Hello. Oh, it's on. Hang on. Right, I'll play a record for you instead.
I was chilling in the had dialed the...
About time, too, seeing as he's finished. We've got one of those little gas things that warm the kettle up in a tiny, well, tiny little kettle, because everyone else is complaining, like I'm bringing a flask in, and they're saying they've got nothing. Well, they can always buy their own flask, I suppose. Anyway, talking about flasks, which I was trying to do, I've got one of those lovely little hip flasks, you know, the pewter or silver, leather-covered and all that, and you're supposed to put spirits in it, and got that as a birthday present some time back, not that long ago, and put water in it to make sure it was okay, and the water didn't leak. Anyway, last week I put some whiskey in it. Can you guess what happened? Yes, the whiskey leaked, so I took it back. Will they exchange it? No. Next week, if they don't exchange it, I'll tell you who the wonderful firm is.
The legend lives on.
Veronica 104, it's more than a legend.
Classic rock from Rainbow All Night Long and Kiss. That's rather weird, American group, Crazy Nights. Crazy Nights All Night Long, sadly you can't have that this particular week, but we're working on it. What we did want to do, well, we're not going to tell you as usual, because when it doesn't work out, there's no point, but we did hope to do something a bit better, but never mind, it's not to be. We'll play something, play a few more. What have we got? So we've got a list of, I usually give you all these wonderful lists of weird things. And this particular week, well, seeing as it's Christmas, we've got people's 10 worst Christmas presents. That's coming up in a few minutes. Not immediately after the Beach Boys, but maybe after Rage.
When I grow up to be a man,
choose to drink and drive, you're a menace to society. So don't say you haven't been warned.
You can't say no. Well, you really do want to try saying no if you're going to be offered a drink. It's a good idea. It really is. Especially if you're driving. Doesn't matter if you're getting a taxi, though. Taxi's been pretty well busy this time of year. Anyway, talking about the time of the year, we've got this wonderful list of crazy presents, the worst presents. Must admit, looking through the list, most of the people are non-entities, but we'll tell you what they are anyway. Claire Francis? Well, can't remember what she did. She's famous for something. She got a pink velour caftan. I always wanted one of them. David Schilling got a fairy. Well, that's what it says here. Nicholas Clay, whoever he is, he got a Dear John letter for Christmas. That's one of those letters that tell you to go away. Anna Rayburn, I think she's one of these agony aunts. She got a silver plated charm bracelet with seven little pigs on it. Anita Roddick got a copper saucepan in the shape of a clock. Beatrice Redding, I don't know what she is or who she was, but she got an artificial Christmas tree. Zandra Rhodes, I think she's a designer of clothes, the more expensive ones. Yeah, I think that's the type. Anyway, she got some slippers shaped like carrots. Duncan Goodhue, the guy with the bald head that used to swim exceedingly fast, got a bottle of mineral water. Bob Holness, he does the competitions, the quiz things on telly. He got a string spider ladder for the bath, you know, so that the spiders can climb out the bath and don't get drowned. No, I haven't had too much. He got that little spider ladder. You don't want to drown a spider for Christmas, do you know? And Lexi Sale, the rather odd alternative comic, got a blow-up Colonel Gaddafi for Christmas. Well, what a strange list. Did you know, by the way, that in 1642, Christmas was abolished for 10 years? Isn't that tragic? It is, isn't it? Really tragic. I mean, 10 years without Christmas. What did the kids do? There's also some poor unfortunates who have to have their birthday on Christmas Day, so they only get one lot of presents. I'll tell you about that later on. Another nice track on Veronica 104, coming up to about 8 minutes to the hour of six. Am I right or am I wrong? It looks like I am. As I just swallow some Bicky. Apart from having refreshments, we brought along a little package of those sort of cheesy biscuits. Trouble is, they got broken. Do with a spoon to eat this lot. Don't forget that mailing address. Still time for the odd card. Or even the good Christmas card. 81 Lark Lane, Liverpool 17. A little bit from Genesis. Take it up to something slow around about on the hour. Collins and Genesis turning it on, and we go over. We've got a little live, another exclusive on Veronica 104, going down to the live of buildings. And our reporter there is with Mr. Eddie Shaw.
Hi, Mr. Shaw, what have you got to say about another newspaper collapsing?
To dream, to a place we all know, the land of make-believe.
You're an outlaw once again, you're out. Another Veronica exclusive with the late lamented newspaper boss Eddie Shaw.
See, but me. He came today, but had to go to visit you. You never know.
You never do know, do you, Eddie? From all of us to you and all your staff. From Veronica to Eddie Shaw.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
By the way, he said he's selling out to buy a TV station. This is appropriate, isn't it? Who has sold all his paper interest and is getting into TV. Well, he's doing some production work for TV anyway. What I can't understand is another millionaire, certain Mr. Alan Bond in Australia, has sold his radio and TVs to get into newspapers because he says they're more profitable. The interesting thing is how many radio stations over here have shares owned by Eddie Shaw. Yes, Radio City's one. But also, how many radio stations have shares owned by Australian companies? Talking about shares, anyone want to buy my British Steel shares, please? I'll take 62 pence. Any advance? It was 60 and a quarter on Friday. I've got to do better than that.
Hey, working.
Say, like, what's 500 quarter of a pennies? It's 250 halfpennies, therefore it's 125 pence. It's not even worth bothering with £1.25. Just turn 7 after 6. I could say 6 after 7, but I'd be an hour wrong, wouldn't I? And I wouldn't dream of giving you the wrong time. We've had enough of these Dire Straits. Money for nothing, money for old rope. I notice they've got a best of out on release again. We shall make no comment.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
More music for Merseyside. This is Veronica 104.
Blues. I know you're out there. I know you're out there somewhere. There's a lot of you out there. And it's Christmas, so if you're listening, why don't you think about, there must be someone in your street, someone old, maybe on their own. Even if you just send them a card, drop a card to the letterbox, say hello to them if you haven't spoken to them all year. Make their Christmas. I know Christmas time is when the stores try and make all their money and we're told it's time for the kids. But how about the old people? Kind of used to be magic when they were young, so try and renew a bit of it.
A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one gold, one golden glance of what should be.
It's a kind of magic, but for some people, especially those on their own, it's not.
It's a kind of magic.
And just think, you might be able to do something about that simply by saying hello to them, giving them a card, or maybe even inviting them into your home. It's not that difficult, is it? So why don't you think about it? I mean, there's one old lady I can think of around my way. She got the very bad news last night, her husband had died. No names mentioned, obviously, but people like that, people that are on their own, they've obviously lost someone, and Christmas is a time for families. That's one reason why we're not on the air. So if you know anyone that's on their own, why don't you drop into them, say hello to them? You like the way I'm doing that? Say hello to them. Maybe even drop in, give them a drink. Invite them back to your place for Christmas. Maybe if you don't want them there for Christmas dinner, invite them in the evening. If you know any old people, go in and say hello to them this week. Make their Christmas, make it some magic for them.
Time. You got
Just about it now. It's time to go. It's well past time to go. Actually, the sad thing about that lady's husband that died was he died in church. Maybe it was a good place to go. Certainly hope she feels that way about it. But if you know any old people or anyone that's in any way, you know, don't have to be old to be unwell. If you know anyone like that, especially on their own, why don't you call in and see them over Christmas? Say hello to them, give them a card. You might not have spoken to them all year. Well, now's the time to do it. It's the season of love and peace and goodwill. All you got to remember is one day you might be unfortunate, you might be in the same position yourself. So what you do today, someone might do back to you later on. You from all of us here, we hope you enjoy the week up to Christmas. We'll try and be back on maybe Saturday, maybe even Friday. All I can say is tune in and see what happens. From all of us here, goodbye, God bless, and if we're not back next weekend, we wish you all, from all of us here, a very happy Christmas. Thanks for your cards, thanks for your thoughts during the year. Goodbye, take care.
In the beginning, there was darkness, and the spirit of D.A. reared its head in habitual pattern, preying on the mind of man, oppressing him. And then one man turned to himself and said, in a voice free from fear, "Let there be, L.A.
I think I am. Therefore, I am. I think."
And for him, D.A. vanished, and the light of everlasting L.A. began to spread from his point of view onto the world. And his fellow men took notice. Some mocked the man, saying, "Thou art a fool. Look what thou hast given up." thou art surely the all-time sucker. And the man smiled, for he knew he had given up nothing, but had in fact gained the world. And gradually, it became less difficult for the man to relate in the spirit of L.A. continuously. And more men took notice of him and saw that L.A. was good and asked, what made him different? And the man said, you make me different from yourself, for verily we are all the same. Know thyself and fear not, for there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Above all, do unto others as you would do unto yourself, and the spirit of L.A. will forever guide your life. And the people all saw that it was good and became one with the man.
There you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials with smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. And keep on.